Zog the Mishnah daf ein heo mit beis towards the bottom of the omit. Noga becharso shel tanur. The Korban Pesach, we know there's a din tzli eish. It has to be heated dafka by the eish. If it gets heated through a different way, either through mateche, through metal, or through something that's not directly from the fire, so it's tzli adi dova acher, and that's a psalm in the Korban Pesach. So if let's say the Korban Pesach touches the wall of the tanur, noga becharso shel tanur. If the Korban Pesach touches the wall of the tanur, yiklef es mekoimoi. So now the place that it touched, even if it was for a brief moment, so you have to be koilef, you have to peel that mokum. So peeling, the Rashba in Teres Bayis says that the shir kde klipa is a klipa daka, it's just a thin layer, and that's usually what kde klipa is. And the shach in Simen Tzarivov says that whatever comes off in one peeling, that's called kde klipa. B'vasachas, it comes off. Now, the reason why this is also is because the Korban Pesach is heated, this outer layer is heated by the wall of the tanur. So it might have been hot because of the age too, but an additional heat is being given over and going on to this Korban Pesach through the charsa shel tanur, through the wall of the tanur. So it's bedafka that it was noga. Rashi says, yiklof min ha-pesach mokim shen noga betanur. Dafka was noga. If it was more than noga, if it stayed on there for a long time, then you would not suffice with just being koilef. Then you would have to have kedei netila, which is more than just peeling the outer layer. Then you would need kedei netila, which means going an etzba deep and removing it, because it penetrates more when it's more than just noga, when it stays there. So the Mishnah is dafka noga for a brief moment, b'chayzer shel tanur, then yiklof es mekoimai. However, notaf miroit for alacheres, if let's say the juice from the Korban Pesach dripped and splattered onto the wall of the oven, and that in turn splattered back, that splatter that was heated now by the wall, splattered back onto the carbon. So it's shemen, it's the oil, it's the juice, it's the roitev that's from the Korban Pesach itself, which penetrates deeper because it's oil, and shuman goes, has an effect into the carbon much more than just klei klipa. So not ami roitevash ala cheres, if this roitev went off the cheres. So now the cheres, the wall of the oven, warmed up the roitev, even if it's hot already, but it added on to the heat. Because elov, and that went back under the carbon, so yitelas mekoimoi. Here kedei klipa is not going to suffice. Here you have to take kedei netila. And kedei netila is, like it says in the Rosh and Chulin, yardei kufhei, we paskin, kedei netila means the shir roichav etzba, the width of a finger. Now, you only have to take kedei netila of the mokum that it splattered. The rest of the animal, even though the oil, the shuman that's on it now is maybe mefafea, and it goes on to the, it has an effect on the rest of the animal, but it didn't go directly on the rest of the animal. So it's only the mokum where it actually went back. Over there, you have to take kedei netila. The rest of the animal, so the Rashba in Teres Habayis says that the rest of the animal, you look at it that it's shishim keneged this mokum. So that's why it's only the mokum that it splattered back on. You have to take kedei netila. But the rest of the animal, so you look at it that it's shishim keneged it. So memelo will be bottle clap at the rest of the animal, and there's no kedei netila on the rest of the animal. But kaponim, that's the fundamental difference in the Mishnah. There's noga bechazoi, so kedei klipa is enough. Mashen ken notav miroitev, when the juice went off the wall and that in turn went back onto the animal, so then it goes in deeper into the animal. Then chazoi elov yitlas mekomi, you need kedei netila. Zok the Mishnah, third case, notav miroitev ala soiles. We're assuming now that soilus means flour. It's in the oven next to the carbon. And this soilus is hot because it's heated up by the oven. And now a drop of the juice of the animal, the roitev, went into the soilus. And now you cannot eat this juice anymore. This juice is a part and parcel of the Korban Pesach. And Korban Pesach cannot be heated through something else. And it's heated up through the hot soilus. So mele, it's considered tzli adidav acher. Not that miroitev ala soilus. So if you want to take the soilus, you can't eat the soilus anymore. You have to make sure you're taking out the roitev. How much of the roitev? Yikmoitz es mekoim, you have to take kedei kmitza, which is like kedei netila, in the soilus. So Pashtas, the Tzlach says that the lashon of yikmoitz we find by soilus, but it really means kedei netila. As that's a Pashtas. Chasam Sofer says that no, by soilus, being that it's flour and it's has many more pores, so the oil goes deeper into the soilus. So itakanit kedei kmitza. Kedei kmitza is dafka. It's kedei netila is one shear, and kedei kmitza is three finger breadths. It's like kmitza. So itaki goes deeper into the soilus. So not ami roitval soilus, being that the roitiv is a part of Karim Pesach, and it cannot be nitzai dira v'acher, and it went into the hot soilus, so yikmitza is mikoima, you cannot eat this juice anymore, so you have to take kedei kmitza. Dr. Mishnah weiter, Socher b'shemen truma. If let's say at this Korban Pesach you covered with the shemen of truma, now truma could only eat them by kahanim. So if chabura is kahanim, if the chabura is taka chabura of kahanim, so yoichlu. So they're allowed to eat the korban shemen on it. Cold shemen is no problem. It's not aide dovacher. It's not pshat. It's being boiled. It's aide tzliya, and the shemen is cold. And there's no problem of shemen shel truma, they're kahanim. However, im shel yisrael, if it's shel yisrael, so im chai, if the meat is raw, and so mele doesn't have pores in it, so yadichenu, they just wash it off. So there's a third type of cleaning. One is kedei netila, to remove the klipa, that's if there's a blia, minimal. One is kedei netila, when it's more, it goes deeper in, you have to take kedei netila. And one is hadoch, when it's much less of a blia, it's kamat no blia, just, you have to remove the mamashes. So then, all you have to do is yadichenu. If it's chai, yadicheno, you take off the shemen for the chabur that it contains Yisrael there too. Yisrael can have truma, shemen shal truma. V'im tzlihu, if let's say it's roasted, so now you have shemen on it, so then yiklef is a chitzoin. You have to remove the outer peel, you have to be koilef, you have to peel the outer layer, and it needs kedei klipa, not kedei netila, but rather kedei klipa, like yiklef is mekoimoi, because it's tzli. So then it's not just yadicheno, hadocha would not be enough. Now the shemen is cold. We're not talking about that the shemen is hot. Then it would need, shemen we said penetrates deeper. But this shemen is just an outer layer, a very small amount, the Gemara is going to say, so then klifa would be enough. The Mishnah finishes, sochoi b'shemen shamay sesheni. If you cover the carbon, and you smeared it with shemen of my sheni could be eaten by anyone, by any Yisrael in Yerushalayim. But the person that owns it wants to sell it. He doesn't want to give it away for free. So yeloyas and adomim, you can't sell it. Al bnei chabur and other bnei chabur, if you want them to partake in your ma'aseh sheni, you can't just sell it to them that pay me off because I'm letting you eat my ma'aseh sheni. She ain poidin ma'aseh sheni b'shlaim. There's a din of ain poidin ma'aseh sheni b'shlaim. So Rashi's goris ain moichin ma'aseh sheni b'shlaim because we're talking about selling. The din of ain poidin is really because Rashi says, "Vafila oichla shom bekedusha." You can't sell even if you eat a bekedusha. A lot of you eat a bekedusha there. The chiyar mucha aderech v'nosata bekesef ksiv. When do you sell? When do you make a pidyon? I mean, v'nosata akesef is talking about chiyar mucha aderech when you're traveling to Yerushalayim. But the Korban Pesach is in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, ain't poidim ha'sheni b'Yerushalayim. So what does pidyon have to do with mechira? That this pasuk is talk a pidyon. So Tosis bavon this, and he has two terutzim. So the bottom Tosis the fishin moichin ma'is sheni b'shalayim pius bekuntus chiyah b'mimcha derech v'nesate kesef ksiv because of ksiv. That's talking about chiyah b'mimcha when you're traveling, not when you're in Yerushalayim. V'koshe l'ri d'akrov a pidyon ma'ir this pasuk is talking about pidyon. She may tzimik kedusha. You're removing the kedusha. U'mechale adov acher. But over here, not being removing the kedusha, you're selling. Avalocha, you're selling that the right to eat it. Avalocha, afilu lo'ochla b'kedusha also could pius bekuntus gufei. You want to eat it b'kedusha. You want to sell it. You're not being mechalin, you're being selling. V'yeshron is because of men shame poidin. Taker is a gears of poidin. Avarash because of shame moichin. What's the connection to pidyon? V'nira l'ri, two terutzim. First teretz is the Ri's teretz. Dibu Yerushalayim, gozim in rabonim chigot to pidiyah. Just like in poidin Yerushalayim, you can only be poidin when you're traveling. And now when you're in Yerushalayim, since the Korban Pesach is in Yerushalayim, you can't be poidin. Who then you can't be moicher? We're gozim in rabonim chigot to pidiyah. The osim in a terah. Ulegaj benir a second teretz of tesis the loy osru mechira elam mishum bizoyin. Mechira is not mishum pidyon, but mechira itself is a bizoyin. You're selling it like stam in a marketplace. It's a bizoyin mitzvah to sell a ma'aseh sheni. Kedam bechirim sechaz ma'aseh sheni. So mele ein moichin oisa vein mashkin oisa vein shoknon connector. So it's a bizoyin dekadin. So that's why ein moichin taka ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim. I told you before yitlas mekoymoi when we said that when it's not a miroitfoy, when it splatters back on it, you need a kedei netila. V'loy sagle beklifov. When it's shemen, then klif is not enough. L'fisha roitiv nivla yoyze b'secha. The roitiv goes deeper in. V'im toim effectasis, every time it touches the cheres, why is kedei netila enough? Every animal has natural juice in there too that gets heated and penetrate deeper. Why is klipa enough? The roitev that you have and the klipa is going into the Pesach. Why should it be different than it's splattering back in? Even the negia, when it's noga b'chai, sorry, the roitev of that mokum should go deeper in. Zoktesis. Why is it the klipper? Because of the rate of the natural rate of it should always be deeper. We're talking about this very little roitev. Ma'at roitev doesn't ask him more than klipa. Like we say in the Gemara Shani Sicha, the Masha Avdalei, that the Masha Avdalei is very little. Like we said, Soch Meshemen is very little. So then taka k'dei klipa is enough. He don't need k'dei netila. V'im tzliu yikov ez achitzoin. If this animal is tzolui, then you taka need to be koilev. Now, Zoktais is b'cholein yamayri bein cham bein tzoinen. Even if it's cold, you still have to be koilif. Why? The mitorchshu rach, since the animal is rach, belea it absorbs. Af bishen cham the dumi dechai katoni. It's irrelevant if it's cham. It's dumi dechai. That means it absorbs because it's rach. So that's you have to have taka kedei klipa. Now, when you take kedei netila, or even kedei klipa, what do you do with the soilus? Or the soilus you take kedei kmitza? What do you do with it? So Rashi says, in the end of Diva Maschel, not to me roitvoy, the Yisroif oise koimit kashar kochim psulim. Rashi calls it kochim psulim. That means like a psula goof with Yisroif miyad. Because if it's a psul machmas over acher, we had in the Gemara, then it's uber tsurosoi. Then you wait for the next morning. So it's a mashmas adin and kochim psulim. The Rambam in Korim Pesach says, tam yishalcheno. It's bichlal not a din of kochim shenifslu. It's tam says yishalcheno. It doesn't say that it's a din Yisroif miyad as kochim psulim. Bikivega says a chiddish, in the etzim din of kedei klipa that we say over here in the Mishnah. Usually kedei klipa means that you just remove the outer layer. Over there, it's a blias iser. It's called the machmas dover acher. There's a bli of a dover of a iser. So you have to do kedei klipa. Over here, it's not a regular case of machmas dover acher. Here he calls it when it's noga betanur, so the boser itself is noga, it's called machmas atzmoi. Meaning the boser itself, gufa that was noga betanur, is choyzer umaflit now kedei Kedei klipa, eblia in the next layer of the boser. So he says you have to take off kedei shnei klipas. When it's a regular blias iser, it's called machmas dova acher, klipa achas is enough. But here it's called machmas atzmoi, because the boser itself in turn now, it now asks the layer next to it, because this boser gufa became also because it's noga betanur. So mela, this boser is machmas atzmoi, will ask the second klipa too, and you need to kedei shnei klipas. Zog the Gemara Itmar. Cham letoy cham. If you have something hot that falls into something else that's hot, divrei hakol osur. Zogt Rashi, what does it mean? Cham letoy cham. One or two cases. Either boser reteach, hot meat, letoy cholav reteach into cold milk. That's one echatimts of cham letoy cham. Oy, Zogt Rashi, echat shal isa v'ech shal hata. You have isa and hata. You have tarfus and kosher. And you have cham letoy cham. So then divrei hakol osur. The shir of cham, so state in the Rav in Toys Habayis, and we pass in the Kufhei, that the Shir Cham is Michael, Kashir Yatzeledes. Now, the Michael in the Klibishan is always called Cham. In the Klisheni, it's not called Cham anymore. But if it's Yatzeledes, when it's even off the Eish, then it would also be considered Cham B'Toy Cham. So Zok the Gemara again, Itmar. Cham L'Toy Cham Divra Hakol Oser. Everyone agrees it's Oser. Why? Zog Drashi, the Gemara daf Ayin Vov Amud Aleph, the Vehakol Oser, Zog Drashi on the top, the Bola Heter Mi Iser. The Heter is Berlea, it absorbs from the Iser. Since the Iser is Cham, so Cham Letech Cham, the Heter becomes Oser too. Tzoynen Letech Tzoynen, however, if it's cold into cold, the Vehakol Mutter. Everyone agrees it's Mutter. Tzoynen Letech Tzoynen, so Mele, the Vehakol Mutter. Now this whole yisoid of cham letoy cham that it's osa is a din of blias, which is tam keika. We learn from mishchas from nozer, even if there's no grape itself, it's merely soaked in water. That already is the mishchas asas too. So we see tam keika. Now we're discussing over here that either, like Rashi says, boser into cholov, which is one of them is yovesh, and one of them is liquidy, and likewise if it's shnei miveshim. Just as a difference. When shnei meyveshim, when they're both dry products, So then it's taka osir, the is of the bli is taka kedenetila. Then it doesn't asa the whole thing. Cham le techam, when one of them is noizel, the whole thing becomes osir. Mashenka when it's shtemi veishim, so it's only kedenetila, meaning then you only need to take, not klifa, but you taka need kedenetila, the tila setzba, because it's shtemi veishim, so it's not going to asa the whole thing. Now, if one of them, like we said, is liquidy, then a taka asses the whole thing. Or if you have shuman, fat, so again, it asses the whole thing. If you punk daf shishim kenegdoi, so then it's taka muta. Then you don't say that the kenegdoi is going to be osa. Now, the Rajba holds that even by shishim, you still need kedei netila. The Rajba, the poskim discuss in the Sima Kufei, Sif Lama Dalet. Now, this bittul that we said is only shayach when it's not both yaveshim. By shneim yaveshim, you need kedei netila. It's not shayach bittul because it's not mispashed by shneim yaveshim. So you can't say that it's bottel b'shishim. As I said, klonch in Simen Kufei, that by shneim yaveshim, you don't say that it's mispashed, that you shayach, that it's this battle. So these are the first two dinim. The Gemara says, cham le techam, everyone agrees. Also, tzonet 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 tzonet. Cham letech tzoinin, if you have hat falling into cold, or tzoinin letech cham, so Rav Omar Eloi Govar. Rav says the upper one, the one that's on the top, that's coming in, is overpowers. It's Govar. And Rashi explains the lomdus. He elyon noitzeach. The elyon is the medatzeach. Hilkach. If the elyon is cham letech tzoinin, it's osir. Why is it osir? Because the lomdus is she elyon mechamel letachton. It's not stam cham letachton and asks because he loy govar. It makes the tachton into cham. It changes the tachton into cham. Vareishneim chamin. So you remain with the argument of cham letacham. Cham letachton and loy govar means that the eloy is menatzeach the tachton and it turns the tachton into cham. So remain shneim chamin. Ubalam adodi. And likewise for tachton letacham, if the upper one is tachton into the cham, then it's mutter. Because then the elyon is mitzan in the tachton. Then the tachton is cools off the cham. For loy bali, there's no blias. And Shmuel says, punkvat sekert. Tasoy govar. The lower one is the one that's goiver. Hilkach cham letach tachton. When it's cham letach tachton, it's mutter because the tachton cools off the cham. If the bottom one is cham, so then it heats up the elyon. Then it's also so. Even though we usually pass on a grab when it comes by isurim, this is a heter. We pass on tasoy gover like Shmuel. We'll see two brises like Shmuel the tasoy gover. Now this whole machlekes of iloy or tasoy gover, we're talking about two food items that are one on top of another. But not, we're not talking about where it's ala esh. If it's ala esh, that's a whole different thing. Then it's a bli of ala esh. We're talking about when it's not the bli of ala esh, but rather it's off the esh. So now the question is the hot item. One of them is hot, one of them is cold. Which one is goiver over the other? And that's machlok Rav and Shmuel, and we pass on tasoy govar. Now the Rashi in Teres Abayis, the Beis brings in Simen Tzadi Aleph, and he says that the vort in tasoy govar and Shmuel is because the tasoy remains in its place. So the reason why it's govar is because whoever it's munach b'mkoymoy, his koyach is stronger to overpower the one that's coming in. So therefore he says, if let's say you have a chaticha that falls into something else full of roitev. So even though the chaticha, you would say, is the loy, because it's going into the roitev, but maybe now that the chaticha falls into the bottom of that pot and the roitev is above it, so maybe the chaticha should turn into tasoy? Of course not. The chaticha is remains iloy because the roitev is munach b'mkoymoy. So maybe the roitev is called tasoy, and then it depends if it's cham or it's kar, if it's hot or cold, that according to Shmuel, we pass the tasoy govar, so then you look at the roitev as the one that's going to be overpowering. You don't say that the chaticha became tasoy because the roitev is above it. No. The roitev b'mkoymoy, so that's called the tasoy. The chaticha remains the iloy, and the roitev is the tasoy. In Isser v'heta state, a different word, he says, since we know apiteva, heat rises, so mele tasoy is govar. The tasoy is govar, if it's cham, it has effect on the elyon, because taka, it rises, heat rises up, so mele it overpowers the elyon. We learned in our Mishnah, not ami roitev ala cheres, if the roitev fell on the cheres, that means it's splattered on the cheres. V'choze elov, and then it goes back on the meat. Yitlus mekoymoi. You take kedei netila. Zog the mokas al kedai. The hamina right now is becheres tzoynenes, that the wall of the oven is cold. So if it's cold, so that means So the hot liquid is going onto the wall of the oven, and if you say loy govar, it heats up the wall. And now in turn, it heats up again the liquid, which goes back onto the animal. And that'll be a problem because it's chamei de ravacher. But it's only if it's a cold oven, so then it's only because he loy govar that it can heat up the oven. It can heat up the wall, I mean. It can only heat up the wall if you loy govar. Zok di gemoga, kasaka da'at b'chagas tzainanis, it's a cold wall. Bishlam el ravdom he loy govar, b'shemochit luz mekoimai. Why? The oza roitev, the liquid is megatach le'lecheretz because he loy govar. The liquid is the loy, the cheretz is tasoy, and then the cheretz in turn is megatach le'el roitev. It heats up again the roitev, which might have been hot already, but it's heated up also through the cheretz. Vichihoda roitev ha-pesach and ha-roitev because in the pesach, komatri pesach machmas chamusa the cheretz is considered like the idea of a-acher. Vachmon omar tzliyesh v'leksi machmas of a-acher. El l'shmul that says, dom et tasoy govar, that means the cheretz overpowers the liquid. Cheres is tzoynen in the havamino. So eba zoi, why should it b'chal be isa? Zokma el shmul damat tzoy govar. Cheres kem de tzoynenu. Akuge mekele le roitev. It should cool off the roitev. Amai yitlas mekoymis. Why is the enough yitlas mekoymis when it splatters back on the animal? And to the gemoga, our assumption is wrong. It's up short chat that the cheres is tzoynen, but the cheres is hot. So gemoga could omega b'yema mashmul. Just like he says, b'solis retachas. We'll see soon that the solis is hot. The cheres is hot. So since the cheres is hot, so then even if you say tasoy govar, it makes sense why indeed you have both hot taka. So many even if you hold tasoy govar, it would taka need kedei netila. Zogmo tanan, another ray from the next part of the Mishnah. Not ami goit vala solus. If the goit falls into the solus, into the flower, yikmetz is mekoymoi. You have to take kmitza from the flower. Now, again, the Havmina right now is that the solus is cold. Kasalka daitach b'solus, and then the solus is cold. So bishlam el ravdom iloi govar. So the roitev is the iloi, so it makes the flower hat. Iloi is govar. B'shemoch yikmet says mekoimoi. Why? The matach le'el solus, you made the flower hat because of the iloi. V'hodar hudgayna, and then it goes back. V'hadra solus, and then it makes the solus umatach le'el the day. And now it warms up again. The roitev. So the roitev now is heated up through dava acher, because the solus wasn't heated up from the eish. It was only through the indirectly through the roitev. So that's the problem if you hold the loy govar. So you have to be neitev kedei kmitza. The komatri roitev machmas chimusa the solus. The roitev is heated up because of the solus, which was heated up because of the roitev originally. And you can't eat this roitev now in the solus. The soy, which is the solus, which is cold in Havmina. It's govar. So since it's cold, so came into tenenesi, it cools off the roitev. So lomalik, what do you have to be coming to all? It cooled off the roitev, there's no problem at all. And to the Gemara, this is the Rabbi Yirmi that we mentioned before. Rabbi Yirmi, Shmuel, b'solus retachas. We're talking about the solus is hot. So then, even according to Shmuel, tasoi govar, you tak have a problem that yikmetz mekoymoi because the tasoi is also hot, so it's govar, and it makes the roitev in turn hot because tasoi govar, and it aided over acher. So merely you have to be yikmetz mekoymoi. Zok demo tenan socher b'shemen shel truma when you shmir the shemen of the truma around the korban. Im chabuz kanim yechelu, then it can eat it. Im sheyisrael, if it's yisrael, im chayu, if the animal is not roasted yet, its chay is raw, yedicheno, hadoch is enough. Im tzlihu, yiklev esachitzoin. You have to peel the outer layer. Now, bishlem elegav dom eloi govar, the shemen is cold. So, the shemen is called eloi, it's outside. So, bishlem elegav dom eloi that is eloi govar, amtu lohochi sagile beklifa. Why? Why is klifa enough? Bishum di loy tzoinen. The outside is taka tzoinen. The shemen is called iloy. So the reason why kedei klifa is enough is because over here you fought need kedei klifa. Because after all, the tzoinen might be, the elya might be tzoinen, but since it takes time for it to cool off the tachtoin, tzoinen is the iloy is govar, so if azoy vait, you need kedei klifa till it cools it off. But akoponim, iloy is govar, so that's why kedei klipa is enough. Masha'en kein, el l'shmul domet tasoy govar, the tasoy is a hot piece of meat. The tasoy is govar, so it should aser the whole shemen. So the whole animal should be also. El l'shmul domet tasoy govar, came in the chamu, since the inside is cham, the tasoy, mivla bola. So then it should be much more than just kedei klipa. It should be mevla bola. It should be balea much more. Samai segle beklipa nitzle gamri. The tesoy is gova. The tesoy is hot. So it should be asa the whole animal. And for the Gemara, no. Even according to Shmuel, it's enough kedei klipa shiny sicha. The mashu ba'almu davide, like Tosis brought before. The sicha we're talking about over here is only a mashu. So the oil all around it is a mashu. So Mela, it's not going to ask more than kedei klipa, even if you say tasoi govar, which is the chav. Now the chav is das in Simon Tzadi Beis is a big yisoid. He says that we're saying now that the shemen in this Gemara, we're saying clearly the shemen is called Eloi. And that's the question now, if Eloi govar, and it's toinen, if kedei klipa makes sense, or if it's tasoi govar, then it should have been more. And we say, no, it's only shani sicha de mashu ba'al mu davida. But the point is, the shemen is called Eloi. So, in fact, the chavis das, the shemen is not just on the top of the animal, Eloi. It's on the bottom of the animal too. It's all around the animal. So why is the shemen called Eloi? L'chari, the shemen should be called tasoi. So he says a big aside. Since the shemen is nismach on the behema is holding the shemen. Whatever is holding the other item is called tasoi. The tasoi is the product that's the item that's holding something else. The animal is holding the shemen. Yes, it could be all around. It could be in the bottom also. That doesn't make the shemen into tasoi just because it's on the bottom. It's holding. It's being held up by the animal. So the animal is tasoi, and the shemen is called the Elohi. This is a nafkamina in factories, food products, because sometimes you have a system where you have a hot potato that comes out of a conveyor belt in a klishlishi, but then it goes on a tumbler, which is cold. But the potato might be hot. So how do you look at this tumbler? The tumbler is Eloi or Tisoi? Big nafkamina, we pass on Tisoi Govar. So the tumbler spits out salt or even non-kosher type of toppings. So if the pshat is tasoi govar, so the tasoi is the tumbler, so it's cold. So on a klish lishi, it would not be a problem, even if the potato is hot. But the question is, how do you look at the tumbler? The tumbler turns around. So, enechanami, you can look at it as tasoi, maybe when the potato is on the bottom of the tumbler, but when the potato is on the top of the tumbler, so maybe the potato is the tasoi and the potato might be hot. So, if you say this is side of the chavis das, then the tumbler is always called tasoi because the tumbler is holding up the potato. So mele, the tasoi is govern, the tumbler will be cold. That will be considered according to the chavis das. Always called it will be called tasoi govern. Zok the Gemara weiter, Tanya kavos er Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to bring two braises like Shmuel, and that's what we said we passing like Shmuel tasoi govern because of these two masnaiser. Zok the Gemara Tanya kavos er Shmuel. Cham le toy cham hanet hat. It's also. V'chein tzoynen shalos l'techam also. Clearly black and white. Tzoynen l'techam is also because tasoi govar. Cham l'tech tzoynen if it's hot and cold. V'tzoynen l'tech tzoynen. So then it's not, it's tasoi is cold. So mediach, hadoch is enough. Cham l'tech tzoynen mediach. Fact more, why is cham l'tech tzoynen mediach? After all came in the chamu until it cools it off. Meaning, it might be cham l'tech tzoynen, the tzoynen is tasoi, but ad the maker, since it takes time for it to cool off the elyon, he efshed lebola purta, so it has a shtickle blia. So klipa mi anivoi, why is that doch enough? Even if it's cham l'tech tzoynen, it takes time for the tzoynen to cool off the tap. Ele ema, you have to differentiate. Cham l'tech tzoynen, it's taka koilef, then you taka nit kde klipa, because it takes time for it to cool off the elyon. When it's pure tzoynen tach tzoynen, then it's taka mediach. But it's a clear eye like Shmuel tasoi govar. Tan yidach another brisa like Shmuel. Bos roiteach. If you have hot meat, shenov letech cholov roiteach, that falls into hot milk, or v'chein tzoynen shenov letech cham. So it says clearly the tach tzoynen is cham. So tasoi is govar, it's osur. So we see black and white again. Tasoi govar. Zok the brisa weiter. Cham letech tzoynen. If you have hot and cold, and the cold is tasoi, so or tzoynen tach tzoynen, then mediach is enough to be mediach. Fact, the same cash like before, cham letech tzoynen. Why if it's cham letech tzoynen is hadoch enough, mediach, came with the chamu, after all, it's cham, so the tzoynen has to cool off the cham, yes, tasoi govar, but it has to cool off the cham, it takes time, ad mekele, yeshele, balaputa, it should need klipa, it lemais is a little blia, klipa mini boy, ele emi, you have to differentiate, cham letech tzoynen, if it's cham letech tzoynen, since it takes time for it to cool off the cham, it's like a koilif, tzoynen letech tzoynen, that's like a mediach. Zog the Gemara, Omar Mar, tzoynen letech tzoynen, cold into cold, we said mediach is enough. Now, the Sunday attempt is even turn and turn, and there's a blia, and you need more than hadacha. Om Ravuna loy shonu, the turn and turn, hadacha is enough, ella shaloy molchoy. When there wasn't salt, an abundance of salt in the Meichel. Ava molchoy. But if you have melicha also, you have a lot of salt, and you have the is and the heta, even of tzenin in tzenin, or bas of cholov, then it's osa. Why? The Om Hashmul meliach areko retech. Something that's very salty, even if it's cold, it's like hot. So mela, it's considered like the older din of blias of a hat. So mela, it's taka osa. So another din, kovush, something that's pickled, or something that stays 24 hours in liquid, is a reiko mevushel. The soaking itself in the chaymet makes it like bishel. So mela, if you have something soaked together for 24 hours, so or something that's kovush, in pickles, in pickle juice, so then it's considered like to cook together, and it becomes osa. Zog the Gemara, what's called meliach? Omar Rava, hold on, my Shmuel meliach erei koreteach. That was you said meliach is like hot. Lo yamoran elo shloy necha machlas milchoy. Meaning it's so salty that by most people it's not eaten. Doesn't mean it's not eaten at all. Rashi says clearly, and a necha machlas zog to Rashi. It doesn't mean it can't be eaten, it's unedible. Meaning, that's not what you need. You got ruined. Even if some people eat it, that's called also. That's really called melicha, and that's considered baluach, that is considered like it's hot. Zog the Gemara again. But if it is eaten, so then it's not salt, then it's regular salt. That doesn't mark of any eating at all. That doesn't prevent anyone from eating it. Loy, that doesn't have a din of reteach. Zog the Gemara, a maisa, that we pass like Shmuel. How about goizlo? There was a bird. The nofala kade de kamcho. It fell into a kutach, into a milk dish. And it was a bird, which is boser. It was cold, and it fell into the milk dish. Now, zog the Gemara, Shaye, Rav Chinah b'Rei D'Rova. He was matir it, Rav Chinah b'Rei D'Rova, Poshrenaya. Meaning, Shaye, Rav Chanina b'Rei D'Rova, mi Poshrenaya. He was from the city of Poshrenaya. He allowed you to eat it. Why did he allow him to eat it? Even though it was salty. And if it's salty, l'chayra, it should be din of roteach. There it is. Because it was eaten. It was still eaten. It's not salty enough. Like we just said, Omar Rav, man chokim lemishchei milchei kiha. Who is the chokim that's matir this type of meluach? Ilav Rav Chinah b'Rei D'Rova Pashroina. The Gav Rabu, he's a great person. Omar Loch. Because he understood, he told you, ki Omar Shmuel, when did Shmuel say melichei koreteach? That's only shenecha machmas milchei. It's not eaten by most people. This is a regular adding salt. That doesn't make it that it's not eaten. So mele, it's not considered that it's reteach, and it's takamuta. So Gemara, the last Gemara, the hani mili. And Gemara adds on, if this goizel falls into kutach, that we're saying it's muta, is only when the basar is not cooked. It's chai. So if it's not mevushal, it's not solui, so then it doesn't have pores. Aval tzli, but if it's cooked, if it's roasted, then boy klifa, then you have to be koilefit. Why? Even though it's tzonin. Because it's nivla in the bosa, once it's tzonin already, when it's tzonin, I mean, so then it's boile in the bosa, you need kede klifa to be taken off. Zog gemara v'lo yamoron, this din, that klifa is sufficient, el de les bei pili, that it doesn't have cracks, meaning real cracks, then klifa is enough. Av at least by pili, if it has actual cracks, meaning before we're talking about stam tzli, then it doesn't have cracks. It's smooth. Then you need kidei klipa. Mashenka, when it has pili, so then, av at least by pili, then it's osir, because then it's takam ispashit in it. Vi'i mituba betavla, and if it was also spiced, then it's osir, because the spices, they cause it to be like it's cooked. So when it falls into the kutach, the metuba betavli, these tavlonim, are absorbing and mavliya in the ganze basar, so then it would be a problem, even in a case where it does not have pili. We'll stop over here by the bottom of the omelet.